السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Monday morning, the 11th of November 2024, corresponding with the 9th of Jamad al Ula, 1446. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg. Assalamu ala man ittaba al huda. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: تحفة المؤمن الموت، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and Abba Afiyat. Allah ta'ala bless all the khidmat of deen that you are doing, and may the ummah benefit. Allah forgive the shortcomings of the ummah and guide us on the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications, Jazakallahu khairan to our brother Zakaria and our brother Bonfaisier in our studio. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Jumad al-Ula 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verses 64, 65, and 66. Almighty Allah addresses Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and informs the Master, announce and pronounce to humanity and posterity, قُلْ سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, peace be upon you صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي. What? You see the Hamza there is for istifham, interrogative, a question. أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ, what are you informing me, commanding me to worship somebody else, everybody something else besides Almighty Allah? أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي, that are you commanding me to worship somebody else besides Almighty Allah? A'budu, I must worship that object or that thing. Ayyuhal jahilun, O you ignorant ones. When a person worships anybody, anything besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in the terminology of the Noble Quran, such people are termed as jahil, ignorant people. Everything comes from Almighty Allah. Look at the sunrise, look at the sunset, look at the rain, the wind. Yourself, did you create yourself? Did your parents created you? Who created you? Only one supreme being gave us the eyes, the ears, the tongue, our anatomy. And yet when the time comes to worship, then we go, Allah forbid, people go and they worship somebody else. Now how can that ever be considered as something, an intellectual decision, an intelligent decision? So therefore, when one creation worships another creation, so that is jahilun, is a sign of ignorance and not the sign of true intelligence. A'budu ayyuhal jahilun. So definitely you can make all your propaganda. I will always be teaching and preaching Tawheed, the oneness, the uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the one and only supreme being that we will worship all times, all places. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَلَقَدْ, that the waw for atifa in conjunction with the previous sentence, the previous verse, لِلَّهِ and وَلِلَّهِ and by Almighty Allah the lam for qasam, قَدْ and by Allah, definitely, surely, أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ, wahi, revelation is sent to you, Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Sharif is the revelation, wahi matlu, and the Sunnah Mubarakah is also wahi, but wahi ghair matlu. So in Salat, just now, half an hour's time or so, we go for Salat, and what happens is that, remember, we read verses from the Noble Quran. And when a person looks at the Hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyat, is 100% wahi, chapter number 53, verse verses number 3 and 4, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِ يُوحَىٰ. He, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation that is sent to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you can't perform salat by reading these ahadith and so forth. So it is wahi but غير matloon. You cannot recite it in your namaz, in your salat, in your prayer. So that is the distinction. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ, and by Allah, definitely wahi, revelation has been sent to you, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you are the khatam al-nabiyyin, the last and the final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. Chapter 33, verse number 14, وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Thereafter, Almighty Allah teaches us, وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and those people and personalities before you were selected to be prophets and messengers, so they also receive wahi, but that wahi and mandate was for a specific time and a particular place and so forth. You, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the last and final messenger and prophet sallallahu, so your message is global, international, for all times, all places, all circumstances. Sometimes Almighty Allah addresses Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the message is for the ummah. This is an example of it. Like in ashrakta, hypothetically, conditional clause. Obviously, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to abolish and demolish shirk and idol worship and polytheism. So Almighty Allah says hypothetically, so the message is for me and you. La in ashrakta, if you commit, remember shirk, if you commit blasphemy, polytheism, so yeah, it means shirk, people taking idols and so forth and so on, la yahbatanna amaluk, then all your actions go and disappear, they go in vain, it wipes out all your good deeds and actions. Allah forbid a person is a Muslim, born Muslim, embrace Islam, and then after 5, 10, 20, 40 years becomes a mushrik and falls in love with a non-Muslim, and then he or she remember starts worshipping idols or some other creation, so that person, they, all his or her good deeds have disappeared, are gone in vain. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and surely you will be from the losers in this world and in the year after. Everlasting doom and gloom, everlasting hellfire. Allah Jalla Wala protect, preserve our iman now also, and at the time of death we leave this world with perfect iman and perfect Islam. Chapter 12 verse 101, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh beloved Allah, let me pass away with true iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious and devout servants. So read that dua abundantly. بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْنَي, بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْ, you worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone and exclusively. That is the message we read every day. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, إِيَّاكَ is brought before the verb نَعْبُدُ. For exclusivity, we worship you alone and exclusively, O Almighty Allah. Similarly, yeah, بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْ, so nay, we will never worship the creation and idols, we worship Allah alone. So you worship Almighty Allah exclusively. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, and be from those who are making shukr, who are grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What is the definition of shukr? إِرْضَاءُ الْمُنْعِمْ بِنِعَمِهِ, somebody gave you money, somebody gave you a car, somebody gave you some other gift or what have you, you use it in such a manner that you are, that person who gave it to you is pleased with how you are using it. So imagine Allah gave us eyes, He gave us ears, He gave us tongue, He gave us health, wealth. We must use all these bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to please Him. So then we can say we are making shukr and we are grateful. But majority of us, we use it in kufran. We are ungrateful to the bounties of Allah. We even forget Allah, Allah forbid, and become ungrateful, unthankful. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud, beshak ye insan apne rab ke bahut bahut hi na shukr hai. So verily this human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, notwithstanding all the bounties and favors. Chapter 100, Surah Wal Adiyat, verses 6, 7, and 8. Wa ala dhalika la shaheed, and the best testimony to it. He knows what he is doing. Why are we so ungrateful, unthankful to Allah? Wa innahu li hubbil khayri la shadeed, that verily the human being is intensely in love with this wealth. So the heart becomes saturated with the love of wealth, with the love of this world and the glitter and glamour of this world, and then we forget all material. Allah, Allah forbid. That's a serious, serious crime. Allahumma ij'alna min ash-shakirin. Allah Jalla Wala, make us from the shakirin and shakirat, the male and female servants who are grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala at all times, all places, all circumstances. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 9th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. Gaza genocide, day number 402. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and globally, internationally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. In the past weekend, 20 jutlas dispatched to hell, and we're very proud about that. We're proud with Hamas. Hamas are Sunnis. And on the other side, you have the Shias. They are kuffar, non-Muslims, but they're doing a good job. And remember, they are hitting the hell out of Israel as well, firing missiles and so forth and so on. And the Houthis from Yemen, so both sides, Lebanon and Yemen, are also doing good job, although they are non-Muslims, but we must appreciate at least what they are doing. Look at what Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, they are the biggest murderers of babies and children in the past 13 months. Let that sink in your heart. Who are the biggest killers and murderers of babies and children? No one else besides the Jews, the Zionist regime of Israel. 25 people martyred yesterday in Gaza, 13 of them babies and children and so forth. Do you see? Therefore, United Nations report, 77.0% of the people killed in Gaza are women and children. That speaks a lot. In Amsterdam, remember that now there are views and news and so forth. The Western media, Sky News, carried the true story, and then they deleted it and removed it because of Israeli pressure and so forth. So like that, you see the Western media, they are biased and prejudiced, and they want to give a good face to Israel and the Jews and the Zionists. They got what they desired. Deserved. We're very proud of our Arab brothers from Morocco and wherever else they came. They gave the jutlas, the Jews, a good threshing and a good hiding, and they will forget to make their nonsense again. Who gives you the right to come to my property and remove the Palestinian flag? Who gives you the right to come and swear people right in front of us and so forth and use the F word and so forth? So I have no sympathy, empathy for any American, any Israeli, any Jutla that was beaten up and assaulted. We say well done to our brothers, Arab brothers, for disgracing, humiliating the Jews and the Jutlas. And Almighty Allah has enshrined and mentioned all this in the noble Quran. Duribat alayhimu zilla. Disgrace has been stamped upon the Jews forever and ever. And they'll be punished forever and ever, right till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. Wa idh ta'adhana rabbuk, your Allah sustainer Narisha, has announced, la yab'athanna alayhim ila yawmil qiyamati may yasumuhum su'al adhab, till the day of qiyamah, people will punish them, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever, Hitler, Hamas and the Houthis and Hezbollah, and it will carry on till the day of justice. Very good. And remember, the White House blames Hamas and says Hamas is impeding the ceasefire, not Israel. Can you believe a story like that? Therefore, we say America and Israel and Britain, the axes of evil, are the biggest terrorists on earth today. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. Trump and Biden will meet this week, Wednesday, in the White House. So Trump will tell him, this is what I'm going to do. And he will tell him, that's not the right strategy. So Trump will tell him, you lost everything, you humiliated, I won everything, clean sweep. All the Americans, majority of them, and the swing states, all of them, 7-8 of them, I won it. So you are humiliated and disgraced. face. Trump knows that he is holding all the Trump cards, and he will try his level best to humiliate him, Biden and Kamala Harris and all of them. And indeed, they are humiliated, disgraced. That is the Democratic Party and their supporters. Two quakes in Cuba. Cuba is going through difficult time. In the past 4 or 5 weeks, they had hurricanes. No power in the whole island. Everywhere darkness, plunged into darkness. And now in the weekend, two quakes also. So big damage there as well. Russia would love, we like Putin. Putin is a big harami. Anybody takes on America, anybody takes on Israel, we will support them. Can be who. So the Russian Federation, that is what it's called. The old Russia was the communist Russia. So the Russian Federation takes more and more land from them, the Ukrainians, and they're using the Iranian drones, which are not that expensive, but very, very effective. So Iran, Russia, South Africa, all on one side. And this is day number 989. Can you believe it? Just now we'll be 1,000 days, 989. Do you know what Putin told America and Trump? If you continue supporting, if you continue supporting Ukraine, and you're going to give them more and more arms, then we, Russia, we will sever diplomatic ties with United States. Already Trump is dancing to his tune and says, no, we will dump, remember, Ukraine, and we will meet Russia and so forth. That's it, what Russia would love, you see that? So Putin knows that he's got the upper hand. He's got the greatest amount of nuclear weapons, and he knows that he can use it whenever the need arises. Listen to this story, two haramis. One side, the Saudi army chief meets the Iranian army chief. But where does he meet him? There in Tehran, in Iran. You know, one wants to be the leader of the Sunnis, and one wants to be leader of the Shias. Shias are kuffar, 100%. But the Saudi current regime led by MBS, also non-Muslim. So now they're going to discuss security. Can you believe that? But both of them dealing with Israel or America clandestinely, you must remember, cloak and dagger business. In the daytime, they will sway one another. Nighttime, they will make zina and commit adultery together. So that is how they play the game. Taliban is going to participate in the climate change conference, CCC, climate change conference and summit there in Azerbaijan. So Taliban is also gone there to make representation on behalf of Afghanistan. So well done, at least people are accepting you, to'an aw karaha, whether they like it or not. They know that the Taliban are the de facto government there. Russia is dealing with them, China is dealing with them, Iran is dealing with them, India is dealing with them. Many, many countries, Pakistan, the fools and idiots, they are not dealing properly with Afghanistan, and that is shooting themselves in the foot because of the army and so forth. The president of Mauritius, it was election yesterday there, he went for Umrah, and he went to Medina Munawwara and read Salat there as well, Salat and Salam. So therefore, we should know the president there is a Muslim, but the other majority politicians are not Muslim. Beautiful island, but remember, India has its hands there. They have built a secret spy ring there, and just outside Mauritius, but it is in conjunction with the government there. US and UK attack Sana'a, Yemen. They want to finish up the Houthis. The Houthis say, we are ready for you, and any ship belonging to the United States, United Kingdom, them, Israel or whoever, we will definitely intercept it, and we will not allow it to cross through and pass the Red Sea. Well done to the Houthis. We salute you on your wonderful strategy. Look at the haramis. Look at the hypocrites. What else can you call them? Spain does not allow a ship to dock there because that ship is going to Israel with arms and ammunition. But Morocco, the king, another harami and murtad, just like the rest of them who have established ties with Israel. He allowed that ship to dock in Tangiers and so forth. So this is how you must know that the Muslim countries, Arab countries, majority of them, their leaders are not Muslim. They are sellouts and they are traitors to Islam. The EU, European Union, had a big meeting and they said that we must keep good ties with the countries in the Sahel. Sahel are your Mali and your Guinea-Bissau and so forth and so on, and your Burkina Faso and all these countries that kicked out the Americans and the French and so forth. And they say they are waging a war, remember, against the jihadists and so forth. So especially Mali, Burkina Faso, so and so forth. So they know that they want to steal the resources more and more. Let's come down here to South Africa. What has been cooking in the past weekend? Mandela's house here in Houghton. Big scandal and feud among the family members. Some of them say we must sell it and then we get money. Others say no, we must keep it as a heritage site and so forth and so on. So again, the squabble is all about money there. Floyd Chiwambu, he left, you must remember, EFF of Malema, and he joined MK. You see, the great chess player. That I didn't say chess is permissible. I am telling you about Zuma. Zuma is the great chess player, so he knows who to target. So now Floyd Chiwambu joined them just 3-4 weeks ago, and now they promoted him as the Secretary General of the MK. So Zuma is already preparing for the future. I spoke to a Maulana yesterday, and I heard messages about Peter Thief, and he told me, yes, lot of damage yesterday at around 4 o'clock there in Peter Thief, because of the storm and the winds and so forth. The roofs of some houses, some shops were blown away. The old masjid there, Masjid Muhammadi, so that masjid there, the boundary wall also fell down and collapsed and so forth. So a lot of damage there. Wherever you are, O Muslim, male or female, in any part of the world, keep on reading Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ Oh, beloved Allah, you are the best protector, and He Almighty Allah alone exclusively is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Beg Almighty Allah for afia. Ya Allah, you grant us safety, protection. Ya Allah, you protect us, protect our families, protect our assets. Ya Allah, protect our honor and everything, O Almighty Allah. Our Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, Mona Salim, I visited him yesterday morning and he came out discharged from hospital. He's good, he's improving, but he'll need few days still to recuperate. We make dua for our Junaid Khan, our Junaid Mota, Junaid and Jinnat Mota. My cousin and cousin Musa Kareem, well known Musi, so he's also well, he's back at home, mashallah, and now he's walking with a walker and so forth. I spoke to him also. So Allah grant our Musa Ba complete Shifa. And Bhai Abdul Samad Chauhan, senior member of the Tabligh Jamaat, he is in contact with me as well. And he says that they put one stent and he's feeling much better. So we make dua for our brothers Junaid Khan, our Musa Kareem, Bible Samad Chauhan, and all those people who are ill, Muslim and non-Muslim. And we give out charity. Ya Allah, give all of them shifa and complete cure. When we say for non-Muslims, it's not only cure. We want that it is a dawat and inviting them towards the beauty of Islam and the embrace Islam. And today between 8:30 and 9, Mozahid Khan and myself will be discussing the American elections and the results and what does it mean for the Muslims and non-Muslims. Then 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah, the commentary of the Quran Sharif. 2 to 2:30 will be our report back, and that will be our trip here to Sabri Masjid, you know. So we were there now this Friday, and inshallah, tonight tonight, the live Q&A with Hafiz Hussein Wadi, 8 o'clock, 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah. That will be live, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, between 8 o'clock to 10 tonight, inshallah. Moana, we have 16, 17 minutes. Let's fire up for the Q&A, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Sahab, are all Sayyids from the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We call them the Sadat, the Sayyids. If a person is a true Sayyid, then remember that his or her lineage will go to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu an, and to Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. So those people are Sadat, are Sayyid, and so forth and so on. You know, Moana Salim, we studied in Karachi, and we were there the same time plus minus. So Pakistan mein mashur tha, a person who's born, mashur means it was famous, that a person born on Thursday is a Sayyid. So many people just claim they Sayyid and so forth. So remember, we must not accept it. They must show us how their lineage goes to Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, and then to Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhum. So that is how you become a Sayyid. Not by just claiming. In the Arab countries you go, they call you Sayyid Husseini. Sayyid in the Arabic language nowadays means master. So people get fooled and they think I'm a Sayyid and so forth. Half the people claiming that they are Sadat and Sayyid today are not really Sayyid. It's just a false and a hollow claim on their behalf to project a certain type of false identity and a false claim of piety. So we need to be circumspect and careful in that regard.
Mufti Sahab, is it compulsory to cover one's head when reciting Quran for men and women?
Remember that it is not compulsory in that meaning that is first you are at home and you are reading Quran Sharif and so forth and so on. So now, but definitely we will say it is sunnah and it is 100% recommended and so forth and so on. People should not be looking for loopholes. People should not be trying to imitate and mimic the kuffar culture. You go to the Arab countries, you go to the Muslim countries. Now when it's salat time and you will find that majority of the men don't wear the headgear, they don't have a topi, a hat on, they don't have a turban, nothing. So you look more like a non-Muslim compared to the Muslim. The topi head of ours is a sign, a symbol of Islam and of a true Muslim. See the Orthodox Jew, he wears that small little yarmulke and he's proud about it because he says, I'm a Jutla, I'm a Jew. So why should we be apologetic about this? Yes, we will highly recommend if you are there in your house and so forth, and there's no strangers for you ladies, that even if you don't wear scarf and so forth, remember that you should wear and go read how the mother of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu embraced Islam, and she says in that excitement, I forgot to wear my scarf in Sahih Muslim. So it shows that the haya, the shame, the modesty, the adab and respect is this. Even at home, you, my sister, you wear the scarf. And we, the men, we wear the topi, the hat all the time, or majority of the time, so people know that we are true Muslims, alhamdulillah.
Mufti Sahab, a non-Muslim has passed on, the body is going for cremation. A Muslim family member is telling that they are going for a mayyat. Can you call this a person a mayyat?
Remember, yeah, there are three issues. Once a person passes away, dies as a non-Muslim, whether they're going to cremate him or whether they're going to have a service in the church or in a synagogue or wherever, temple and what have you, it's totally haram for you to participate in that. And that is, you must remember that Quran telling us, chapter 9, verse 84, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمَ لَا قَبْرِ. O you Muslim, Quran Sharif is our last and final constitution. For all times, all places, all circumstances. So you cannot pray for non-Muslims. You can't go to the grave. You can't go and visit the deceased and so forth and so on and so on. So this is clearly enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. Now, whether the person is cremated or whether the person is going to be buried or whatever, so if you call them mayyit, Quran called it mayyit. Quran Kareem says, innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. You, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your demise will take place. And they, Muslim and non-Muslim, they also will pass away. For Muslim, we will say he passed away. For non-Muslim, we say he died. So yes, they are mayyit, you must remember that. But the fact remains, for us as Muslims, we cannot participate in the memorial service, whatever it is, or go to the church or temple, synagogue or whatever. All that absolutely haram. And you can offer a letter of condolences, or you go visit them after everything is done, and you just go sympathize with the family and so forth. That is permissible. But what you are suggesting, all that is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, can a sick woman perform Umrah rituals in a wheelchair while being pushed by a non-mahram if she's alone?
Remember that in law you have our Islamic jurisprudence of Zarurat Tubihul Mahzurat, that sometimes there is need and necessity. So things that are not normally permissible, then this will become permissible in this sense. Fala Ithma Alayh, there will not be a sin upon them. Let's say, I give you two examples. Let's say a mother and son are going, right? So the mother is 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, she can't even walk properly and so forth. So she goes in a wheelchair, and you, the beloved son, you will push her. So I push my mother, my mother-in-law, and so many others in my family. So alhamdulillah, Allah accept. So now you push them. You are pushing them, and you are performing the Umrah, you are performing the Tawaf, all that. So her Umrah is valid, or the Tawaf, you're just making normal Nafil Tawaf, voluntary Tawaf. So all that will be valid of both parties. So one scenario. Second scenario, Opa and Oma went. Both parties are old and sickly. Husband also sickly, wife also sickly, and they didn't go with any children or anything. So it's zarurat now. So it's not easy to push the whole tawaf and sa'i and so forth. So now you go, you have those people there, they will charge you 100 riyals. Oh, maaf about that, sorry about that. They will charge you 100 riyals or 200, depending on the season, Ramadan time, Hajj time, they charge more. Now they charge less, and now they will be pushing your mother, pushing your father. So yes, as a last resort, it is permissible, because there's nobody else there to push and so forth. So as a last resort, it will be acceptable in this sense. There won't be a sin upon you. But my advice to you, Opa and Oma, you the elderly couple, or even young couple, maybe you can't walk due to illness, sickness, you must count how many rounds they go. Sometimes they just make 5 rounds, and they'll tell you, khalas, khalas. So not everybody is very honest there, remember that. You must be awake, and don't just believe what they tell you. So we know certain incidents like that has taken place in the past also. So you must be vigilant, and don't be half asleep.
Mufti Saab, I would like to know, what should one read to protect one's job if someone wants to have us removed from your job? The question is being asked by a non-Muslim.
When we are alhamdulillah rabbil alameen Muslims, and we believe in the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when you know people are jealous of you, people want to cause harm to you, so read these 3 verses, all from the Noble Quran, chapter 29, verse 30, Surah An-Kafir. al-ankabut, and that is the spider. Rabbin surni al-qawm al-mufsidin. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against the mischief makers, troublemakers. Lut alayhi salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him. He read this dua and recited it against the gay community, and Almighty Allah unleashed his punishment, chastisement against them. So tell that non-Muslim person, Tom, Dick and Harry, that he must read the following in English. Obviously, he won't know Arabic. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against the mischief makers, troublemakers. Chapter number 29, verse 30. Tell him to read Surah 40:40 and verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Ya Allah, my matters, my affairs, I hand them over to you. You know everything, past, present, and future. Your knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is obscure and hidden from you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And then chapter 40:40, verse 45, the next verse, Allah says, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. That those people who are plotting, planning against you, Allah will protect you from their plotting, planning, and scheming. These are the promises of Almighty Allah. If you feel the pressure is too much, so many people are trying to cause you harm and so forth, read حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Chapter 3, verse 173. Allah is sufficient for me, and Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. So tell the non-Muslim brother, chapter 29, verse 30, chapter 40, verse 44, chapter 3, verse 173, and he must give out charity every day, one ren, two ren. Allah will protect him min kulli su wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, someone mentioned that we should read 2 rakat Nafil Salah as a reward for the deceased. We should read Surah Fatiha 11 times, Ayat al-Kursi 11 times, Surah Kausar 11 times, and Surah Ikhlas 11 times in each rakat. Please let me know if this is any benefit to the deceased.
Remember that we all have certain people who passed away with Iman and Islam, our parents, our children, siblings, whoever, who passed away with Iman, Islam. Now we want to do something for the deceased. So make dua for them, Surah 14, verse 41, Rabbana Filli Wali Walidayya Til End. Chapter 59, verse 10, Rabbana Fillana Wali Ikhwanina Alladina Sabakuna Bil Iman. Give out charity, cash or kind, to the poor people, Muslim or non-Muslim, that is voluntary. Read Quran Sharif anywhere, you must remember, and Surah Yasin or any other surah. Oh, Nafil Ibadat, you're going to read Ishraq Salat 15 minutes after sunrise. You are fasting today, Monday, Sunnat fast, you transfer the thawab reward. So we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say all that is permissible. However, to say that you must read 2 rakat Salat Tahajjud or daytime, and you must read 11 times Surah Fatiha, 11 times Ayatul Kursi, 11 times Qul Huwallah, 11, all that is not authentic. Don't read like that. We must follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 3, verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. Yuhibbukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. People will criticize you, you don't have to worry about people. So you become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. Regarding Salat, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli, perform your Salat as you see me performing Salat. Wallahi, I have Quran in my hand here now, that never did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam read Salat like like that, or command or instruct the Ummah to read like that. 11 times Surah Fatiha, 11 times Qul Huwallah, 11 times Ayatul Kursi. Never ever did that happen. So just abstain from that and read your 2 rakat salat as normal. You read Surah Fatiha, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, for example. 2nd rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah An-Nas, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. All once you read it, and then you transfer the sawab to the deceased, totally permissible.
Mufti Sahab, what is one allowed to do whilst in the state of haiz during Umrah and in Medina during this period?
When you are in the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, you are my sister, my daughter, you in your menses, so what must you do? Ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Stay away from everything that's haram. Now to kill time, you start watching TV. To kill time, you start scunnering, backbiting, gossiping. So to pass time, you're watching this, watching that. You're not controlling your gaze and your sight and so forth. So remember, in Makkah Mukarramah, read Kalima Tayyiba as much as possible. Afdalu zikri la ilaha illallah. The best zikr is la ilaha illallah, and you add Muhammadur Rasulullah. And in Medina Munawwara, you read hundreds, thousands of times salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you must remember Allah gave you money, resources. Go and look for the real poor people, not inside Makkah, inside Medina Munawwara. Go on the periphery, on the outskirts, and you will see how people live in squalor and poverty, so you can make your journey much more fruitful and beneficial and productive, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, a boy is living with his parents and is ready for marriage. His mom's advice is better to stay on their own. But he insists he wants to stay with his parents. So many girls he went to see all refused. Mufti Sahab, what advice can we give?
My son, your intention is very good, that you want to stay with your parents and so forth, but you have to look at it. You know, today you put 100 Muslim men and you put their wives, you will find 60-70% of them have problem. Wife is saying this, mother is saying that, you looking there, you caught in between. Your loyalty to your beloved mother, then your love for your wife, you will be crying, which way must I turn to? So therefore, my advice for this day and this age, that you get a separate house and go visit your parents every day and serve them as much as possible. But don't impose upon your wife to go there every day, and she can go once a week, once a month is sufficient. So my brother, our advice to you, and take your mother's advice, that you get married as soon as possible and live separately. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan al jada. Mufti Sahab, for this question and answer session, may Allah reward you abundantly and may Allah increase you in your knowledge.